الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. இந்த ஆயத்து கரீமா அல்லாஹ் துபாரக் தஆலா ஹஸ் கிவன் அஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் பிரிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஹவு டு ஃபைண்ட் த லவ் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ் தஆலா, விச் இஸ் த டிசையர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் அவர்ஸ். And what level of love of Allah we have, may Allah grant us all. There is no limit to it. You can increase all the time. And the more the love of Allah Ta'ala comes into a person, the more that person enjoys his love, his life. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to that we come who are called the awliya, the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers, of those who have got iman. So what we have to do is to try and have iman in us. And one is wilayat-e amma, a friendship which is general, which is for all. And that is when a person accepts iman, Islam, and he has become a Muslim, and he gets the friendship of Allah. But that is at a lower level. And then as he makes effort, he can go up and up. So the more we make effort on our iman, the more we get the wilayat of Allah, the closeness of Allah, the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah Ta'ala, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when Allah becomes a friend of a person, then that person sees with the eyes of Allah, he holds with the hands of Allah Ta'ala. This na'uzu billah does not mean that Allah comes in him, that Allah makes hulul, as some wrong people believe, that Allah comes in that person. No, this means that now his eyes are guarded and guided by Allah. His hands, his tongue, every mind, thoughts, everything Allah Ta'ala guides. So we have to make an effort to get this iman. And then, according to that, we get the wilayat and the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala rewards Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He has explained it so well. In order to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, three beautiful prescriptions he has given. The one is, whatever good deeds we do. We get tawfiq of doing any good deed, namaz, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, helping somebody, whatever good deed Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, then make this niyat that Ya Allah, make this good deed a means of your closeness, of your love. So whatever you will do, and alhamdulillah, we make our five times namaz, Allah give us tawfiq, Allah accept. So you may say that Ya Allah, by this, give us your love. We make tilawat, we make zikr, whatever good deeds Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So by that, the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala will increase. The second Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Make the zikr. By the zikr Allah, by zikr, a person becomes close to Allah Ta'ala. Zikr is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you get the closeness, you get the love of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our zikr regularly. And according to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, the bare minimum is 100 times La ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah, which won't even take us really 5 minutes. If we read the Ash'ar also, perhaps 10, 12 minutes it will take us. But if it was without the Ash'ar, not even 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. But we try and do it with concentration, and we try and do it with love. When not just La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, but with that feeling. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And it's reality, how much it comes. La ilaha, there is no power. There is no force. There is no strength. There is no objective. There is no desire illallah, but only Allah. And this, there is no end to its level. A person from the lowest goes up higher and higher, where he denies his own nafs also. That my nafs also is not anything. My sleep, my food, my enjoyment, whatever I enjoy, all that is not illallah. Allah is everything. I must please Allah Ta'ala. All my desires are one side. So it goes up all the time. So as a person will do, then it will come. So one is punctuality, regularly. Daily, at least, we should make one time this zikr. And with concentration and devotion. Otherwise, we will find that years and years pass, and we're making zikr also, but we're not progressing. We're not getting any further. If a person is doing business, but he's, all his money is fake money. He made lot of business. Lot of money he made, but it's all fake money. He's got nothing. So it must not be, Allah protect me, protect us all, that our zikr also be genuine, inshallah. So that is the second. First was, that whatever good deeds we do, we present them in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, make this the means of your love and your closeness, and thereby we come closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. The second is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the third, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, which is very, very effective, the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Just be, sit in their company, just be close to them. Those who have the love of Allah Ta'ala, then this love of Allah gets transferred into you also. In fact, it comes in a hadith. Allah constantly looks at the hearts of His lovers. And whose love Allah finds in that heart, then Allah makes direct love to that person. So if we become close to the friends of Allah Ta'ala, to those who love Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala directs His love directly to us. So that is the way to gain that love of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala is your friend. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the friend. And when Allah is your friend, then everything Allah Ta'ala does for you. There is a famous story written in Fadail-e Amal of a person who was traveling, and one person who was transporting him. So they came to a place in the road where there was a fork. One road this way and one road this way. So he asked him, which road will you take? So he says, so this is a shortcut. So we take this road here. But actually, that was a road into a cul-de-sac, a road which comes to a dead end in the jungle. So they reached there, then he was about to kill that person. So, and rob him of all what his possessions he had. So that person said, permit me to perform 2 rakats of namaz. He says, no problem. All these dead bodies you see, they also all ask permission to perform 2 rakats of namaz. You can make your 2 rakats of namaz. He made dua, then Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah Ta'ala send a farishta who killed that person. So that is, and not only that, many, many times we get stuck somewhere and you don't know from where somebody just came and they help you. You have some other problem and Allah Ta'ala, so we become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. We make this effort and we try and do those amal by which we can get the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. And we make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala regularly. And we get the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. And also, we keep the company of the righteous and of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And then we get that friendship. Then Allah is your friend. And when Allah is your friend, then Allah Ta'ala sees to all your needs. In this ayat particularly, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila nur. That what is the effect? That when you have the friendship and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, yukhrijuhum, Allah yukhrijuhum. Allah will take them out min al-zulumati ila nur. from darkness. And Zulumat here, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, is in the plural. That means all types of Zulumat, all types of darkness, all types of sin, Allah will take you out from there. So many of us, we find ourselves, we are caught up in some type of sin, whether it is porn, whether it is discarding namaz, or whatever. Whatever type of sin we find ourselves, one easy way is to get the friendship of Allah. And the friendship of Allah through the three means that we get the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making whatever amal we do, present them to Allah and ask Him for His friendship. Secondly, we make the zikr of Allah ta'ala and keep the company of the righteous and the pious. Then we get closeness. Then Allah will take you out from zulumat, from all types of gunas. And for yourself, we many people accept and say, we try very hard. We make tawbah, we make sincere tawbah, but we find we are back in the guna again. We fall back again. But when Allah will take you out, then you will be out. Completely, Allah will, when Allah takes you out from guna, you are out. So yeah, Allah promises, yukhrijuhum. And yeah, also, our shaykh, jazahumullah khair, what deep insight and depth of the knowledge of the Quran Sharif, that it is fa'al mudari, that is the present and the future tense, that is now also and in the future also, all the time Allah will take you out, yukhrijuhum. And Allah Ta'ala is the one, the file of yakhruju is Allah Ta'ala, yakhrujuhum min az-zulumat, from darkness, and that is in the plural. That means all types of sin, Allah Ta'ala will take you out. So we have to make effort to gain that love of Allah. Then Allah will take us out from all the darkness, all types of sin. And we find ourselves involved, whether it is especially this time of the year or at any other time, all of us, people just get inclined towards wrong things at such times, such occasions, whenever perhaps a family occasion. And Allahu Akbar. Recently, there was a family get-together, so they had made arrangement that one house, there were three houses on that, at that resort or whatever else it was. The one house will be only for ladies, the other one only for men, and the other one mixed. Whoever wants to mix, they can mix. So one young lady, pious, righteous, Allah Ta'ala's Mandi, she said, I won't be able to attend. Because yeah, there are all wrong things going to happen. Then what do these people say? They say you are breaking family ties. You are breaking unity. Eh? But family ties is based on deen, on haq. Unity is based on haq. Peace is based on haq. On haq there must be peace and there must be family ties. Not on batil, not on wrong things. So that is how a person will then he will be able to Allah will save him, Allah will give him that understanding. And at such times a person wavers also a lot, but when Allah makes you strong, you become strong. And when Allah's help comes, then people start following you. There are so many instances where a man or a woman or young or whatever, they insisted we're going to make parda, and they remained firm on it. People opposed them. People went against them. They tolerated it. But the final result was a whole family made parda there. Yeah. All came into parda. All understood the truth. And not only one, two cases, this happens all the time. It's a matter of us being firm. And on haq, we stay firm. Then Allah Ta'ala's help also comes accordingly. So we must try all the time. And when Allah's help is there, Allahu yukhrijuhum. Yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila nur. Nur is singular. That is the truth, Islam, deen. That is one. The Allah is one. His deen is one. So that is what we must follow. Allah will take you out from all the zulumat and bring you into nur. Imagine a person who is in all types of darkness. Today, unfortunately, all the places which are all lit up, the gambling places, the all the other evil places where there are so much of lights and so much of entertainments and all that. But actually that is all darkness. And it is complete darkness. And Noor is at the time of Tahajjud. There may be no light on. But the Noor that is there at the time of Tahajjud. What you do with Ikhlas, Allahu Akbar. It is said that a person might teach Bukhari Sharif. A great service. But if it isn't with Ikhlas, it has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. And somebody taught somebody Surah Fatiha, Alhamdul Sharif, but with Ikhlas, that is his najat. He will gain salvation by Allah Ta'ala. It is narrated of a muhaddith that who was teaching Bukhari Sharif for so many years. And on Qiyamah Day, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him what happened. He says that all that didn't help me. But one person came to me, ordinary person, he wanted to learn Surah Fatiha. And I taught him Surah Fatiha. And that Allah gave me my salvation. So one of our great alims in the Jami Masjid of Delhi, there was a program, his bayan, so he made bayan. And the people came from far, wide, lot of people, whole bayan got finished. After the bayan got finished, one person came. He said that I heard there's bayan and I've come for the bayan. He said, bayan is over now. So he said, I came from so far. So he said, sit down. And he repeated the whole bayan. Now where we got that ikhlas? That again to repeat that whole bayan for one person. After the bayan, maybe there's a meal prepared. And now you are keen and eager to go for the meal. Or it is time for you to go sleep now. Your resting time. Or whatever else. And now to sit for one person and repeat the whole bayan, Allah give us that ikhlas. We fall short and we are very, very deficient. So that's a level that you have. So in this way then, a person who has that ikhlas, he becomes closer to Allah Ta'ala. So then, yukhrijuh min al-zulumat, from all this darkness Allah takes out a person, ila nur, the nur of Allah Ta'ala. And when you are in the nur of Allah Ta'ala, and those people who at Tahajjud time, when it seems there is darkness, but what they are getting, people might tell them also go and sleep, it's still early. Why are you getting up so early? But they know what they are, what enjoyment they are getting. May Allah give us that love of Allah Ta'ala, and that enjoyment in our zikr, and our tilawas, and our ibadahs, and everything Allah give us. And when a person gets that, and it's not going to, if Allah wishes, Allah gives it suddenly, may Allah give it to all of us. Bless us with it. Otherwise, it's an effort usually. It takes time. Continuously a person does it, then Allah Ta'ala blesses that person with that. So that is what the route that we should take, inshallah. A beautiful teaching in this ayat, that Allah Ta'ala has promised us His closeness, His friendship, His help. At the time when nobody can help you, Allah's help will be there with you. Allah, those three people, famous instance which is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif also, they got trapped in a cave and a boulder fell on the mouth of the cave and they could not come out. Now what could they, of course it wasn't cell phone time. And even if it was cell phone, where network in there in the jungle? And who you going to phone? And which emergency service going to come? So what they decided, each one, that I'll present my amal to Allah, which I did sincerely for Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. As they presented the amal, that boulder, that rock moved little, till finally it completely moved out. So that was that. That was that ikhlas that we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when a person comes in very difficult conditions also, the conditions that it appears that there is no way out. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. With every difficulty, there are thousands of ways that Allah made for you to come out. So the thing is for us that we must get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must work towards that. And Allah Ta'ala, love is freely accessible, available for any and everyone. Even if a kafir, he accepts Islam and he starts working. A person who was a jahannami, he becomes a jannati. A person who was in the fire, he goes into the gardens of Jannah. So it is all freely, it is up to us. If we make the effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us this great, great occasion and this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that opportunity we have got in the short life of ours. Our life of 60, 70 years. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, this life is like one moment. Spend one moment in the pleasure of Allah, and forever and ever you'll get Allah's pleasure in the akhirah. It's just a matter of one moment. And if we really go and see, it's not even a moment compared to that life which is eternal, which is forever and ever. And what is this life of 60, 70 years? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, but we get blinded by nafs and shaitan. The leisure and pleasure of our nafs and shaitan beguiles and misleads us, and we think that dunya's things are the objectives and they are the purpose of life, whereas the real is akhirat. And the one is open gunas of this dunya, then it is our nafs that is there, shaitan that is troubling us and always wants to mislead us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and let us see the true light and go towards Allah Ta'ala. And during these days also, this is the time that a person should see that he safeguards himself. And also shaitan comes in various ways, that you want to be good to your family. Like many people say, I want the best education for my children. And then they give them the worst education. And in that best education, they spend enormous amounts of money. The uniforms, the textbooks, the fees they have to pay, and how much they pay. And they give them all the worst education. Education that we were born from monkeys. Our source is monkeys. And that this world came into existence by one big bang, etc. All the wrong things. And on the other hand, to send a child to maktab, where it hardly cost you anything. Perhaps a small fee, or perhaps no fees whatsoever also. And you learn the truth. You learn the haq. And you come onto the haq. To become an alim later, hafiz, alim, really comparatively to the fees which are paid at schools, colleges, universities, it's hardly anything. And you get the truth in there. And you get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In almost everything, Allah ta'ala gives us the best. At this time of the year, many of us want to go to for holidays. And we see that normally every person tries and make his bedroom as comfortable as possible. How he would like his bedroom to be, how he would like his bathroom to be, how he'd like his garden to be. Now when you get holidays, it's time to enjoy it now. During the year you were busy, you were all other things. Now you can enjoy all these things to the fullest. But now we leave it all behind and we go to some other place. At home, where there is anwar of all the namazes that were taking place. Ladies were making namaz, tilawat they were making, zikr of Allah, all the abounded year. And now we go to a place where all the wrong things happen. Today, not only zina, but even homosexuality, lesbianism, all these things happen in these places. And now we go to those places. So we should consider very carefully, it's just a matter of controlling the nafs. And then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will guide us towards all these righteous things and the righteous places. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and let us understand, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of those who bring iman. So we must work on our iman so that we get the friendship of iman. Of Allah Ta'ala. And the friendship of, and to get this iman, make shukr on all whatever good deeds Allah give us to offer. Try and make our zikr regularly. And try and be in the company of the righteous and the pious. Even our friends, those who are the righteous and the good people, be amongst them all the time. And then Allah will help us and guide us to righteousness. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.